When Hurricane Katrina devastated New Orleans in 2005, thousands were trapped in the city unable to escape. FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, was charged with rescuing people from the rising water, the looting, and the disease. But it was while it was rescuing some, when it was also capturing hundreds of others with Middle Eastern backgrounds and putting them in prison, often without telling their families where they were. About 1,200 people were interred in Camp Greyhound, literally a Greyhound bus depot converted into a prison in New Orleans. One of those incarcerated was a Syrian-American man. His story is now being told by author Dave Eggers in his new book, Zaytun. It's a biography that doesn't blur the line between fact and fiction, unlike his other work, most notably his autobiography, A Heartbreaking Work of Staggering Genius. For the book show, Anna Hedigan read Eggers' latest offering and was moved by the story of Zaytun.
To me, Dave Eggers has always seemed more interesting than his books. The success of his first novel, A Heartbreaking Work of Staggering Genius, a kind of Pomo autobiography with charm to spare, led him to use his wealth and authorial clout to spearhead many interesting projects. There's McSweeney's, the faux homespun journal with killer looks that publishes offbeat fiction and art. Most recent is Voice of Witness, a non-profit publishing house that releases books of oral histories of marginalised people to bring attention to human rights abuses. His activities have had him labelled the Mother Teresa of publishing and also attract plenty of brickbats. Like Bono, his interest in social justice and willingness to act on his convictions rubs some people up the wrong way, as though leveraging his influence to achieve political aims was somehow impure or dangerously earnest. If you want to be hipper than hip, he's an easy target. Zaytun is a resolutely non-fiction book, though hardly reportage in the classic sense. The influence of the factional stylings of the new journalism spearheaded by Capote is evident, but also American literary traditions of testimony, bearing witness to events. I thought of the work of Studs Terkel and the Federal Writers Project funded in the 30s under Roosevelt's New Deal. Eggers' personal voice can have an edge of smirk in it, but there's nothing of that in Zaytun. He aims for utter transparency in capturing the experience of the real family at the heart of the narrative, and has crafted a book engagingly easy to read and scrupulously paced, with none of the looping quality that can seep into books ghosted from taped transcripts. Zaytun sounds like an exotic wind, but is in fact a man, Abdul Rahman Zaytun, a Syrian-American house painter and longtime resident of New Orleans. He has an American wife and three children, is honest and loving to his family. Everything a small liberal wants to believe about hard-working, devout Americans, except that his story is not only about Hurricane Katrina, but the madness of being targeted as a terrorist in the Kafkaesque world of post-9/11 USA. Zaytun is a Muslim, his looks described as Middle Eastern. In the muddle of the flooded city, he's scooped up and swallowed into the twilight of brutal incarceration with no due process, no phone calls. As in Kafka's The Trial, he's never told what crime he has committed, only that he is Taliban and Al-Qaeda. He becomes the other, and his wife fears that once classified as a terrorist, to quote, any connection, no matter how specious, might be used to justify his incarceration and extend it. This book takes as its main event Zaytun's experience of living through Hurricane Katrina from inside the city, and also the terrible anguish and powerlessness suffered by his evacuated family after he goes missing. The tone is deliberate and measured throughout. Even when New Orleans swerves into paranoia and lawlessness, Eggers doesn't grandstand. He lets the Zaytun's ordeal speak for itself. The first part of the book sets the scene before the storm arrives. Kathy Zaytun's conversion to Islam as a young woman, the texture of daily life running a family and a small business. Abdul Rahman's memories of his youth in Syria were a highlight for me as a reader, and set the scene for the frantic desire of his extended family to find him at any cost. He's loved and missed in Syria as much as by his family at home. After the hurricane, Zaytoun is mesmerised by the strange beauty of disaster. New Orleans is rendered Venetian, filled with clear green lake water, which he navigates silently in a canoe, feeding the neighbourhood dogs and looking for people to assist. Eggers builds tension day by day, looting, the water turning fetid, food becoming scarcer, and Kathy begging him to leave. The coverage she is watching suggests far more dangers than her husband is aware of. There's a contrast in their personalities. He believes in goodness, that staying in the city is altruistic and purposeful. She is more worldly, a bit of a worrier. When the levees break, water isn't the only thing entering New Orleans. Boats appear with soldiers who won't stop to help and hold the belief that terrorists are infiltrating the disaster zone. Bush's war on terror can extend its paranoia anywhere. Once imprisoned, Zaytoun's experience of the police state is as brutal as in any dictatorship, calculated to break the individual's spirit through eroding personal dignity. It's harrowing to read. The best effect Eggers achieves is the integration of Zaytoun's strong faith as essential to his survival. The place of prayer in his life, the succour he takes from his holy book at his darkest hour, would be familiar to many Christian Americans. The book has been carefully written to emphasise shared ground rather than difference. Eggers wants us to see the Zaytouns as a typical family that had a big bad happen to them. They could be you. Zaytoun may have lost some relevance since the change of government in the US, but it stands as a powerful cautionary tale about injustice perpetrated in the name of a government protecting its people.
Anna Hedigan there, reviewing Zaytoun by Dave Eggers. It's Zeitoun. It's published by Penguin.